The Average Network takes you now to the Oval Orifice, where we find the President engaged in discussion with Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, Attorney General Ashcroft, and Homeland Security Secretary Ridge. This is episode 48 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. General Ashcroft has just returned from San Francisco.
Well, first I had to get me a posse together, so I went home to Missouri and gathered all the boys from Jackson and Jefferson counties.
You took horses? I'll take two.
Consign it, George. Of course we took horses. We put them on a plane and flied them there. By the time we rode up, all them dykes and ferries had disappeared. I'll take one.
Dealer's stands. Thomas?
I'll take three. Where'd they all go, John?
Well, all them fairies, by gobs, I figured somebody waved a wand. They just upped and vanished. But then Tom's spies tracked them down, sunning themselves like a gang of hoodoos on Fire Island.
Heck, John, Cheney's daughter could have told you that. I'll open for a buck. John, put your gun away.
Well, I don't know about stuff I don't know about.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Does it need a towel thrown over it?
It might. I'll see you, Mr. President, and raise a quarter. John, Count Cheney's daughter, the one who's alive, she's a lesbian.
Well, I thought she was born here.
Means she likes girls, John.
Well, I don't.
You don't like anybody but George, do you?
Well, they don't like me. Well, I ain't gonna like them none neither. I fooled. So me and the boys loaded our horses back on the plane and flied off to New York. Took us hours to get there from LaGuardia. Them security punks you in tried to hold my horse.
Well, I got a report, John. It's an Arabian horse. We don't know what it knows or not.
Exploding horses? What will they think of next?
Well, did you ever find them?
Find who?
Them un-Americans or whatever. Why don't you lay off that rub-of-the-brush stuff? By gobs, by the time we got to the beach, it's Tuesday morning. These ever one of them vanished again on account the three-day weekend's over.
Huh. They're dangerous, evil creatures, John.
You work for a vampire. Raise a buck and call.
See you. Three queens. What have you got, sir?
Well, I got these here.
A rule card, a three of clubs, an eight of diamonds, a ticket for Cats on a Hot Tin Lion King, and a business card from Rupert Murdoch. A singularly vicious business card at that.
I thought we cured all this when we stopped letting Carl deal. I've got a first series Munsters card hand.
Oh, those are mine. They're a gift for Count Cheney. I got Al Lewis's autograph. He played the vampire grandpa.
Well, Ashcroft, you gonna go back and arrest all them queers? Open a new deck, Don.
Well, I've been trying to figure out if gays are unconstitutional.
Of course they are. I talked to Pat Robertson. He got this here gay agenda.
Huh.
He's like commies indoctrinating children by teaching boys about flowers and girls about motorcycles.
Isn't that the darndest thing? Pair or better, nothing wild.
I'll open for 50 cents.
Get the kids all confused? Pretty soon you got Bonnie Frank for president and perverts on every street corner, by gobs.
Man, that's sure creepy. You ought to arrest them. I'm in for one.
They's hard to catch, George. They's all slippery.
Mr. President. Mr. Pearl.
Show me an RX-0731.
Thank you, sir.
Tom, that's the worst security robot you ever gimme.
He's very loyal, sir.
He wouldn't even let me out of the orifice last night.
But he hasn't exploded.
Hi, boys. Sorry I'm late. Oh, John, that cowboy gear is très chic.
Heidi, Dick. We's talking about chasing down all them California commie fairies. John's pretty worried on them, Dick.
Oh, scrunch over, dear. John says if we let gays and lesbians marry, it's the end of the world.
We's gotta stop them, by gobs.
Oh, God, you're forthful.
John, put the gun down. If all them fairies and dykes come to Jesus, they'd heal right quick. Give me two. Make them good.
How are these?
Nope.
These?
Better.
Thomas?
Well, I'll play these.
Well, If you want to scare fairies and dykes away, I'd suggest Mr. Blackwell or Joan Rivers. They scare everybody.
Pearl, that's the best idea I heard all day.
Well, I don't want to scare nobody away. I want to hang some folks. That's my ruling. I'll take one.
One to the AG. Not until our next term, Ashcroft. Dr. Henry and Count Cheney wouldn't like it. I'll open for $2.
Well, I'm out. You bet that much you got something good.
Oh, Mr. President.
Mr. President, I have another idea.
What's that, Pearl?
If we don't make a big deal out of it, it'll go away. But if we don't stop them, we'll look weak, Richard. Gays and lesbians are just like teenagers, sweets. Tell them something's bad, they'll all want to do it. Ignore them, they lose interest.
Huh. Well, I want to hang some folks, dagnabbit.
After the election, dear, you can hang everybody you want then. You know, Ashcroft, with skin like that, you could use some products.
Boy, gobs.
Deal me in, Don.
Ante up, everyone. Queens or better.
Wanny up, Tom. I give you $80 million a day. You ain't broke yet.
So, John, how was San Francisco?
Leftist. They still any pie on that plate over there?
The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, Episode 48, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were a therapeutic project by Dr. Hjalmar Perlzig's Wednesday evening group sewing circle, including Mrs. Peoria Stutz as Archie. This is Pablo DeFlies as himself for the Average Network, asking you to stay tuned.